join us for an encouraging word from the Dominion Teaching Team. Here's the message.
I feel like that there's something that God wants to do in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That through life, there's things that happen in life that you just wonder, why are these things happening? I mean, I rocked along and was running a successful business. My dad and I, we were doing great. My dad brought my sister in, and the blessings of God began to be limited. We were still on our receivables lines was going up, but also our bottom line was going down. We were spending more money doing less things or more things, and I was wondering, what is going on? And I began to look at things, and I began to see that there was a correlation between what my dad and I had as principles on giving back to God. And if you will, before I get into the meat of the message, there's something that businessmen as well as individuals need to know, that the tithe basis is still a New Testament thing. It still works. When God says you give first, it shall be given back, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Now, one of the things that happened when my dad brought my sister in, she began to fight my dad and I when we wanted to bless churches. We don't have the money for that. We don't have the money for this. If you want to give, you give. But the business, we're just not going to give. And my dad let himself be controlled by my sister. And I began to feel really not comfortable. In fact, my wife had shared with me, she said, Tommy, you don't seem like you're happy anymore. You're not eager to go to work anymore. What's going on? And there was this discontent in myself. And came June, our Parnell conference, and Luke Holter was here and preaching from this pulpit, and he called me out as I was sitting on the third row. He called me out to come forward, and he began to prophesy over me. And as he prophesied over me, there's something I want you to understand. I'm going to share a little bit of this prophecy, but there's something I want you to understand, is that when a prophecy goes forth for an individual in a corporate setting, that it's just not meant for that individual that's being prophesied over, that in that corporate setting, there can be other people in the same situations or different situations that God is speaking to them just as well. And so tonight, I want you to take a little of what God told me through the prophet, for he said this. He says, and the Lord says, as each one of you, I will help you benefit beyond measure. The Lord says the things that you have experienced now, these financial blessings, are but a fig tree. And he is bringing you out from under the fig tree. What is a fig tree? The Lord shall remove you from underneath the fig tree. Then he shall bless you. Wow. I didn't realize what that meant. Really didn't realize what that meant. I was comfortable financially. Internally, I may have been discontented, hearted or just going through a downtime, but I was comfortable. I was comfortable with a living. I was being able to have my needs met, but more than my needs, it was plenty. God blessed me where I was. But when he said, I'm going to remove you out of this fig tree, oh, mercy. Here I was. We go to the doctors, have scans, and the scan says Sherry's cancer is still clear. We go to the surgeon, and the surgeon does the examination. He says, oh, I see a nodule. We go through a time of surgery, and there wasn't just one nodule, there were three nodules. that the melanoma cancer had came back. And I'm saying, wow, what significance is this? Taking me out of that comfortable place underneath the fig tree. Taking me out from underneath that comfortable place. You get comfortable when you're underneath the fig tree. When everything seems to be going just as it's going, you're being satisfied. Your dreams are coming to fruition. But yet there's still something as you're underneath that fig tree that God is still wanting to stir up. And this was the beginning of Him pulling me out of my comfort zone. See, I began to get comfortable with the fact that Sherry was healed. Get comfortable in the blessing of healing. Comfortable. Have you ever got to a place where you were comfortable? And then something happens to cause a little thorn to get into your side to make you just a little uncomfortable. Little did I know that this was all in the plan of pulling me out from underneath the fig tree, because in my state of comfort, I began to be uncomfortable. And then I'll never forget a day in my life, September the 4th, 2012. I went into a business meeting that was supposed to be a semi-annual business meeting that turned out to be a special called meeting of the board of directors, that my sister began to tell me that even though I had the majority of the stock, not part of a bypass trust, she decided that she got Dad on her side, and she began to go against me, and she says, now I'm going to run the business like I want to see it. A sister that didn't want any part of it in 1993, when a business only grossed $450,000. But now business grossing in the millions of dollars, now she wanted a part of it, and she got my dad where she wanted control at all. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. And I activated a buy sell, thinking, okay, I'm going to get out from underneath this tree, this fig tree. I'm going to get out from under it and go a little different direction. Then, tell me what, when you're underneath the fig tree, when you're being ripped out from underneath the fig tree, there's some bulrushes underneath that fig tree. There's some leaves that's gonna cut you like paper cuts you. And as I was being pulled from out underneath that fig tree, it was on a Saturday morning. I was sitting in my lazy chair, being lazy, but more than just being lazy, I was moping. You ever moped? I was moping. And Sherry, being directed by the Holy Ghost, went into her library, and she went into the podcast of the June Power Now. And she began to listen to that prophecy that I just read an excerpt from. And she began to put that in dictation and put it in manuscript form. And she brought it to me and said, now read this, honey. And when I began to read, it was like God turned on a light. He says, you don't have to worry. I'm in control of all of this. I'm taking you out from underneath that fig tree. See, a fig tree is a place of provision. See, a place of provision. See, in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 through 22, it says, now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And immediately the fig tree withered away. And when his disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered and said unto them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith, do not doubt. You will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Jesus was hungry. You ever been hungry? And you go to a place where you think there's provision. You think there's provision there. See, a fig tree is nothing in the Bible, but in any place you see, it's a place of provision, a place for food. My fig tree was a business. What's your fig tree today? What are you looking to as your provision? What are you looking for out of God? Are you like Nathaniel? Are you underneath the fig tree trying to hide from Christ? We'll look at that in just a few moments. A picture of fig tree, it's low to the ground. You ever seen a fig tree? Can you just in your mind's eye put yourself underneath that fig tree where the branches are about 12 to 14 inches off the ground? There's only one way you can be underneath a fig tree, and that's laying prostrate, either on your stomach, on your back. If you're on your side, you're going to be cut by branches because there's not enough room for this body to be sideways. You're either going to be on your stomach or you're going to be on your back. And therefore, when you're underneath the fig tree, what provision do you have? There's only two types of figs that you're going to get when you're underneath the fig tree. Think about it. It's going to be the figs that get no sun, that are half rotten, that you're going to be able to pull from the bottom rungs because they're not healthy. They don't get any sun. They're shaded. Or you're going to get the figs that fall off the tree and are planted in the dirt, and you're going to have to eat dirt with your figs. One of two ways. That's all that happens when you're in, but you have provision. You have provision in my life since 1993 until 2006, had provision. But was it everything that God had for me? Was it everything that God has for you? Your fig tree. What is it tonight? For me, it was Echo Marine. Let me be honest with you. When you're living underneath the fig tree, you come obscured in your vision. Because all you can see is the reserve. All you can see is the provision that you have. And before long, you begin to think that your provision is coming from the provider, the fig tree, and that's all you have is just that bottom run, just satisfied with status quo. And you get comfortable in that. And you think that's all there is to life. You think that's all there is that God has for you. And God will allow ourselves to get into the place where we get to our lowest ebb until we know without a shadow of a doubt that He is our provider. And just as He will allow us to get that point, let me tell you, Satan will work double time trying to get you to the point that all you look at is the fig tree as your provision and not He that is your provider. That's what happens in life. How do I know? I've been there. Are you stuck underneath the fig tree of an unfulfilling job? A lifestyle that is not providing, a lifestyle that's robbing from you and causing you to be less than what Christ wants you to be. fig tree. See, that fig tree can be status quo. Is there anything wrong with status quo? It is when you become saturated with status quo. It begins to affect your mind. It begins to affect your spirit. It begins to affect your emotions. You become a status quo Christian. What happens when we become status quo Christians is we begin to look in the humanistic ways to ourselves as what we can do rather than He and what He can do. So therefore, we need a lifestyle that is living beyond the bottom of a fig tree. Getting out from underneath that fig tree is painful. Three days after I got the letter stating that my dad was stepping down from a board of director, I get a letter that's an advertisement from an attorney that tells me you're being sued by the company you're owner of and the other general partner. There's nothing it hurts worse than when family turns against family. Ripping me out from underneath the fig tree. But there's some advantages once you get out. One of the first advantages you got to worry about is your eyes beginning to focus. Because as you've been living in the darkness underneath the fig tree, Pastor, your eyes begin to dilate and all you can see is just what's around. But as the sun is shining and you get ripped out of the dark place into the bright place, your eyes that are dilated begin to have too much light coming in, and when too much light coming in, you can't see around you. It's kind of like that tonight. These bright lights, I look into them, and then I try to see you, and it's difficult. That's what happens when you're living underneath the fig tree. See, you get accustomed to seeing just what's comfortable around you. Then once you get pulled out, you got to have a time of adjustment that your eyes can be able to focus on what God has for your new dreams and your new places and the new things He wants you to do. Then you don't have to be satisfied with the bottom of the fig tree. But you know what you get now? Oh. You get to go up and you can look around and you can pick the best figs. Those big juicy figs. Those that's been getting plenty of the sun. Those that have plenty of nutrients in it. Those that have things that will be filling. You don't have to be just satisfied with status quo. You can get now the joy of the orchard. See, there's benefits once you get out. It may take a little while. But once you get out, you have the benefit of the whole tree. But not just the whole tree. The whole orchard. Can you imagine? This tree here, well, these figs aren't quite ripe yet. Let me go over. This tree here. Oh, yeah, there's one. Oh, this tree. You get to pick and choose and see that the Lord is good.
Come on.
See, you get to see and taste and know that God is good. You don't have to be satisfied with what Satan has put in your path that will be filling, but it won't be filling as the water that the Lord gives that you'll never thirst again. There's something too when you're in the will of God, doing what God has asked you to do, and you've been set free from being underneath that fig tree. You begin living in the blessings rather than living in the it's good enough. See, living in the good, it's good enough begins to form an attitude in us. 10% is good enough. You have this good enough mentality. I don't have to do except what's required. But when you get out from underneath the fig tree, then you begin to see the full blessings. That it's not now what's just required, but it's now moving forward. It's now going beyond. It's now going to the 10% plus. It's now saying, okay, God, I'm going to give, pressed down, shaken together. You're going to give back. Why? Because I'm not under the fig tree any longer. I'm not in the place where it's just good enough. I'm not in the place that I'm being tormented. I'm not in the place that I'm being inhibited. I'm not in the place that I'm being controlled. I'm not in the place any longer that it's just good enough. Now I've been set free. That now there's no limits. There's no limits. Because as I open up myself to Him, His limitless love comes upon me. You have a freedom to live free of bondage. John chapter 8, verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you are free. Somebody help me. You are free. You are free. Come on, somebody help me. You're free. Whom the Son has set free, you're free indeed. What is that? What is that freedom? Is it a freedom that you can just live as you want to live? Is it a freedom that you can be carelessly? Is it a freedom that you cannot care? Is it a freedom that you don't have any structure in your life? Is it a freedom that you can just maintain status quo? No, it's a freedom that you can achieve. It's a freedom that you can carry out. It's a freedom that the blessings will outnumber every trouble we ever had. Teddy Huffman and Jim sang a song, His blessings will outnumber your troubles every time. We have the ability to let Christ give us His mind with ideas that will take us into places that He can only have things in store for us. Once you get out from underneath the bondage of underneath the fig tree, your mind can be opened up to the mind of Christ. And there's new things that can come forward. There's new ways that can come forward. They're new every morning. I want you to know, when you get out from underneath the pressures of underneath the fig tree, and you get out, your mind now can be in tune with Christ. And those little ideas that you get, they'll just burst open. Whereas before when you get that little thing in your mind, your thought is, oh, I can never do that. I can never do that. I can never do that. It was April of this year, my son-in-law, Travis Elam, asked my wife and I to go to dinner with him, and as we went to dinner, he began to share a dream. He began to share a dream. Now remember, I was underneath the fig tree. I was underneath the fig tree. He began to share a dream. He says, I have dreams to build liquid barges. I'm saying, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Here, I was okay with status quo. Four boats and a deck barge, and sure, I had the problems of dealing with my family, but I was still comfortable. He said, what you think? I said, let me pray about it. And I began to pray about it. And God began to give me some assurances, and so he and I went into business, doing things that before I thought was never possible. But because now I'm out from underneath the fig tree, not only are we building two barges, it's going to be out this year, we're building two more that will be out next year. We have options on four more of the others. See, now God is placing within us a seed to be able to do more than what I thought I could ever done when I was underneath the fig tree. See, when you get out from under, you begin to get a clear mind, and God begins to speak to you, and he begins to tell you possibilities when before you said they were impossibilities. He begins to give you dreams that was before nightmares. He begins to turn things around for you. Just get out. Just get out. See, when you're underneath that fig tree, there's something else that happens. We allow habits to weigh us down. All habits aren't bad habits. But most habits, when you're underneath the fig tree, when you're underneath, when you're living underneath the curse rather than above in the blessings, you begin to have mindsets. You begin to make habits. Mm-hmm. Some habits that aren't sin. They're just habits of just status quo. Your mind begins to get in a place where it's just going through the motions rather than looking forward to new things. I was talking to a businessman in Friendswood that God has been dealing with him on some certain things, and I told him I was going to be preaching tonight, and I was hoping he was going to be here, but I didn't really know if he was going to be here. So I gave him a little excerpt. In just a little excerpt, he began to tell me, he says, you're not the first guy coming here and talking to me about doing more than what I'm doing now. I've been just satisfied with status quo, but God's turning. Every time I turn around, somebody's in my life calling me on the phone, coming by the office, telling me at church, God wants you to do something else. So he says, now I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I said, you need to get out from underneath the fig tree. Get out. Quit being controlled by someone else. Allow God to begin to control not just your spirit, but everything that's within you. There's nothing new under the sun. And if God can create this universe in 6 days by speaking it, what can he do in your life if you'll just say, God, I'm getting out from underneath the fig tree. Let me live in your blessings. What can you tell me? What can you lead me in? How can you renew my mind? Let me get to the point where I'm living in the blessings of God rather than the curses of man. See, when you stay underneath the fig tree, you're limited. When you get out from underneath the fig tree, you'll realize that even when you was underneath it, even when you were underneath the fig tree, you might think you could be hiding from God. There was a man in the Bible. His name was Nathanael. And in John 1:48, there's something significant that I want to cover. And then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And there's some of you tonight that's underneath the fig tree, that God wants to deliver you, that God wants to take you out, that God wants to give you a new mind, that God wants to take you and set you apart and begin to bring new things in your mind, creative things in your mind, turn your life from one point to another. John chapter 1, verse 48, and Nathanael said to him, see, Jesus came up to him, and there was Nathanael with Philip, and Jesus said, oh, Nathanael, that's an Israelite indeed. Nathanael kind of, what do you mean? How do you know me? And Jesus says, before Philip called you, when you were underneath the fig tree, I saw you. You know what man does? Mankind, human beings, when we're underneath the fig tree and there's somebody that comes in your way that's a mouthpiece for God that gives you some direction, you want to go deeper into that fig tree. You want to hide your face. You want to paint that face, camouflage colors. You want to be like Joey hunting with his face painted black and green, wearing real tree, because you don't want the deer to see you. But when you're underneath the fig tree, that's what we do spiritually as well. We put on the camouflage of mankind, where that we can get into that fig tree thinking we can't be seen. But I've got good news for you tonight. That as Nathanael hid underneath that fig tree, where he didn't think he would have the eye of Christ, Jesus saw him. And tonight, he's passing by here tonight. He sees you. He sees where you are. He sees you. And you don't have to let the devil lie to you anymore and tell you there's not a life out from underneath the fig tree. He wants you to be content underneath the fig tree. Because as long as you're content underneath the fig tree, he can control where you're going to be. He can lick the sweet off your candy. He can give you a lemon and let you taste of it. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord has sugar and some water for you to squeeze that lemonade and make lemonade out of it. I'm here to tell you that tonight you don't have to live under the condemnation. You don't have to do what you can do for God, because you don't have to wait for great things to come. For what God wants you to do is not great things. He wants you to do the simple things that he turns into great things. And that's what happens. That's what happens. That's what happens when we allow God to rip us out from our comfort zone, from our zone of underneath the fig tree, where he can give us the provisions of a father that has everything at his disposal. He has everything at his disposal for you. Now, what's your fig tree tonight? Is it having, living in the memory of abuse? Is it living in the memory of condemnation? Is it living in a status quo part because you're comfortable where you are now. When God's saying, I want you to be uncomfortable because I've got great things for you to do. Are you satisfied with just living where you've been living, in the job that you've been working? Are you satisfied in the relationship that you've had? Are you satisfied with your status quo? Are you satisfied not being challenged? Are you satisfied just living life as you just live, here a little and there a little? Are you willing to say, God, I'm here tonight. I don't want to be where I am tomorrow, where I am today. I don't want to be tomorrow where I will, it will be the next day. I'm not satisfied any longer living underneath the condemnation, beneath the blessings of God, underneath the fig tree. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, tonight you put in my heart. Lord, tonight you've stirred up and you prepared hearts tonight. There's people in this congregation tonight that they are no longer satisfied being manipulized, being controlled, living under the curse of it's good enough. They're wanting to excel. They're wanting to go forward. They're wanting to move forward, not just as our church moves forward to Calder Road, but they're wanting to move forward in their lives that they may move forward within their family, that their family doesn't have to stay in status quo. The family doesn't have to stay in an attitude of arguments. They don't have to stay in an attitude of children being rebellious. They don't have to stay in attitudes where they have no control in the household. There's no love in the household. They don't have to stay there any longer, God. You have a way of an escape for them tonight. You have a way of escape for them tonight. Lord, they may be underneath that fig tree, hiding. But Lord, just as you saw Nathaniel, you see them tonight. You see them tonight and you're calling them by name. Come. Come. Just as you saw Zacchaeus up in the sycamore tree, you said, come. Come down. Tonight, you're saying to a church, Dominion Church, you're no longer hidden in the tree. You're no longer on your back. You're no longer walking around on your stomach, trying to muster just to make another day go by. But tonight, Jesus has stopped by. Jesus has stopped by Dominion Church, and he says to you tonight, come, 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 come. Who's the Lord talking to tonight? Who is the Lord talking to you tonight saying, come? There's one. Come, if you'll bring some worship music up, God's wanting to do something tonight. Who's underneath that fig tree that Jesus is saying tonight, come? He's saying, come. He's saying, it's time. It's time. It's time. No longer do you have to stay. No longer do you have to stay in a place. In a place that you're trapped. In a place that you have a mindset, I can't do anything else. This is all I know. Come. 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 He's saying, come. He's saying, come. He's saying, come. He sees you underneath that fig tree, sir. He sees you underneath that fig. You thought he couldn't see you. You thought you were being hid, but he sees you. Come. He sees you. Come. The Lord's working in some people's lives. He sees you. This is an altar call for sinners. This is an altar call for Christians that's being stuck in the mediocre, being stuck in it's good enough. He sees you underneath that fig tree. He's saying, come. He's saying, come. I'm a fisherman. I'm still fishing for one more. The Lord has just shown one person to me. He says, come. Don't hide. Don't hide any longer. Don't hide any longer. He's saying, come. He's saying, come. He's saying, come. He's saying, come. He's saying, come tonight. Tonight can be the first night of a new life. Tonight can be the first night that you're no longer having to sleep with the questions of what am I going to do with my life? The questions of life. The questions of life. Tonight could be the first night you can lay yourself into your bed with the confidence that you're in the will of God. You're in the will of God. I'm going to begin to pray for each one of these people, but I want to give you some instructions before I begin to pray with you. Instructions I want to give you tonight is all God's looking for is a willing heart. And I believe if I would have opened my eyes, it'd been an easier way for myself to get out from underneath the fig tree of my life. And some of it was due to my stubbornness. And tonight, I just want you to say, God, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. I lay myself at your feet. I'm crawled tonight. When you took the step forward tonight, I've got good news for you. You've stepped out from underneath your fig tree. Tonight, when you took your step forward, you made it a mindset into your heart, and you made a step for God knowing that you stepped out from underneath that fig tree. You're out now. You're out now. Now, what are you going to do? Lord, I pray even right now. Lord, I pray even right now. I pray for my sister right now.
This is the conclusion of the teaching. If you would like prayer, you can email us at prayerline@dominionchurch.org. Or call the church at 281-554-3600. Thanks for joining us.